God. I was in an online Zoom meeting. And I've seen a few women, members of Parliament, and they go, you know, real odd sort of blinking, and I'm thinking, they look like they're stoned off their face on mega doses of prescription drugs, head meds, you know. And so the format of the meeting is that there's, say, in order to be fair and in order for equality and everybody gets a turn, you know, everybody gets, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 minutes to share, you know. So everyone gets a turn. But the thing is that there's about 5 of us turned up at this online meeting. And the meeting's supposed to, you know, end early. It's supposed to go for an hour and a half. And she asked me, oh, are you going to share? Are you going to participate in the meeting? And I says, yes, you know. And she says, oh, that's good. So that way we won't have to close the meeting early, because I hate closing the meeting early. And I sort of calculated that these dumb fucks have sort of decreed that, you know, everybody gets 3 minutes to share. So if you've got 5 people getting 3 minutes each, that's like 15 minutes. And the meeting, you know, the other hour and 15 minutes, oh, we have to close because we've got no one else to share, you know. Like, so we'll just throw the entire meeting out and close it early because, you know, we only got 5 minutes each. So, you know. And so what I did was I said, just give everybody 15 minutes to share. So, you know, 5 times 15, that's about an hour and 20 minutes, you know what I mean, plus a bit of time for reading and a few other bits and commentary and all this sort of stuff. And I thought, yeah. So she asked me to repeat that. So I said, yes, give everybody 15 minutes to share, like 3 times. I had to say it 3 fucking times. And then the dumb bitch turns around and says, oh, but we can't make people share for 15 minutes. And I have this sort of total intolerance of women who are just drug fucked idiots on prescription drugs, you know. They're fucking out of it. And I said, well, I never said anybody has to. I says, you know, they can get to, you know. They have the opportunity to. You know, instead of sitting there going, oh, your 3 minutes is up, you better end sharing, someone else's turn, or, you know, a stopwatch. And I just said to this fucking prescription drug fucked space cadet, I said to her, well, make it 20 minutes then. Out, you know. Closed, clicked out of the meeting. I have fucking no tolerance for drug-fucked idiots, you know. They're so out of it, their brains are sort of made of sort of, I don't know, cold molasses or something. They can't fucking think, you know. Jeez, if the meeting goes for an hour and a half, and everybody gets to speak for 15 minutes, then we can fill up the fucking meeting with everybody speaking for 15 minutes, you know. But she's too fucking stupid, too drug-fucked to bloody deal with that, you know. Oh, fuck, what do you mean? We're only supposed to have 3 minutes to share each. Oh, you can't make people share for 15 minutes. So, yep. And said, oh, well, give them 20 minutes each. Bye. And I bailed. I don't like being around women who are drug-fucked idiots, you know what I mean? Part of my own sort of personal story is that I was raised by a borderline psychotic, you know, this fucking space cadet, fucking asshole of a woman, you know. And if she wasn't abusing alcohol, you know, she wasn't self-medicating or abusing alcohol, and she was abusing prescription drugs like Valium and shit. And so, you know, that's a bit of a hot switch, you know what I mean? A bit of a hot button, you know, fucking not exactly go nuclear, but, you know. You know, these days I'm just totally intolerant of it, you know what I mean? It's kind of like if someone's just driving around off their face and running, you know, stop signs, and they're just so out of it, they've got no idea what's going on. It's the same thing in life and in relationships and in conversations. If they can't navigate their way through a conversation because they're so fucking stoned, I don't want to, that's not acceptable either. I'm not putting up with that shit, you know. So, yeah, there you go, MGTOW men. Don't put up with fucking junkies, prescription drug junkies. Off their faces on pills. Oh, hi. You know? Hi. You know, I'm Cynthia. Can I help you? That's shit to do. Yeah, but so I do, you know, fucking women. I worked this out, you know, many years ago, that, you know, women who, they get up in the morning, they have a slab of Valium, then go floating off to work for the day, no fucking, you know, head in the clouds, no idea what's going on. And the last fucking retarded cunt that I came across, I pulled in at a truck stop, you know, and it was this monster fucking pothole, you know, it would have been, If you ran a board across the top from side to side, it would have been about probably 18 inches deep, you know, and it was about, from end to end, it was about, I don't know, 2.5, maybe 3 metres, you know. And if you go through that in a truck, that's at slow speed, it's not that horrible, but, you know, smaller vehicles with smaller wheels, they hit that in the dark, you know, going at any sort of speed. It's not a little fucking thing. It's a huge thing. It's suspension-busting things. So I rang up the fucking roadworks place, you know, and to report, you know, a really bad defect in the fucking parking area, you know. And, you know, like the road runs north, I'll simplify it. The road runs north to south, you know, and in the middle is a town called X, right? And 15 k's south of X, there's only one highway going through that whole area, through that town, you know, so there's one town on one highway, and 15 k's south of the town on this highway is a railroad crossing, and the truck parking stop was, say, 2 k's before the railroad crossing, you know, the rest area. And this fucking woman was argumentative and just so fucking out of it. They've got all the mapping and coordinate systems and all this sort of stuff. And she found the town, but she's so fucking out of it, she couldn't navigate the map, you know, town, railroad crossing, rest area. You know, one highway, one fucking highway. And I shared about this in a fucking AA meeting. I said, Jesus, fuck, it's some days it's not hard being straight, but it's really kind of, some days it's like, it's been a week where I've ran across about five fucking women who, you know, waking up in the morning having their slab full of Valium and going off to work, and they're so fucking stoned, these prescription drug junkies are so fucking out of it. They're a total pain, you know, they're a total fucking pain in the ass to deal with because they can't do their fucking jobs, you know. And there was about 10 women and 2 men, and the guy who was hosting the meeting, here's a real, you know, a cunt-sniffing cuckold.
Oh, you can't say that. You can't say that. This is AA. You can't say that.
You know. And I said, go fuck yourself, you cunt-sniffing cuckold, you know. And, throw him out. So, yeah, you know. And the dumb cunts just don't get this. That all the people in AA and NA and all the other different fellowships pull this kind of fucking retarded bloody, you know, oh, you can't say this, you can't say that, you know, all this fucking bullshit. That if you go back to that meeting in, say, 3 to 5 weeks, if the meeting had 10 or 20 people in it, in 3 to 5 weeks you'll find that 2 or 3 of them are gone, and they're the worst of the fucking idiots usually. And in 3 to 5 months, around about 70% of those people are gone. You know, there'll be sort of like 10 to 14 of those people that were in the meeting, they're gone, back out using, back into all their fucking bullshit. And they'll be sort of replaced by another 10 or 14 sort of thing, you know what I mean? So, you know, they bring themselves undone, you know. They've got no idea what's going on, but they want to root out the rules that don't exist according to how they think things should be. And, you know, oh, this is the way to drive a car on, you know, on this side of the road. Well, that's on the TV and that's in another country. You drive on this side of the road in this country. Oh, don't tell me what to do. Oh, fuck, get rid of you. You can't fucking, And then they go off and have their head on from driving on the wrong side of the road in this country based upon the shit that goes around inside their head, you know. Beat the fuckers to death. Why? They'll do it to themselves eventually. Okay, Ming Tao Men, bye.